Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just to sum up the whole going to sleep and how cold you want it when you sleep, Mike in Cyfair says that he does this. He takes a small washcloth and gets it damp in the middle and then freezes it for a little while. Then he puts it on his head right before going to sleep for 3 minutes or so. Cools the whole body, and I sleep amazingly well.
Really?
I'm going to try that tonight. Yeah.
Especially with you doing it at 77 degrees, like you said you were going to.
Too many variables there. I'm gonna crank the air back down to 72, and then I'll do the... So it's not a frozen washcloth, but it's a cold washcloth before bed.
I can see that.
It just cools down your whole body temperature, gets you ready for bed.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than if you're like, you try to take a run at 9 p.m. and then try to go to sleep. You're still sweating and everything. That's miserable.
Yeah, no, sweating in bed is the worst. Monday morning, is it Monday morning quarterback? Yeah, Monday morning quarterback. The staff at Monday morning quarterback did a poll, Seth, where they pulled 10 of the writers from Monday morning quarterback, and they wanted the next five Super Bowl champions. The next five teams to win the Super Bowl will be.
Yeah, so over the next 5 years, who are going to win these things?
And I like how they kind of lay it out, because they lay out the exercise by saying, hey, if we had done this 5 years ago, would we have said that the next five Super Bowl champions, three of them would be the Patriots,
right?
One would be the Broncos, and then the Eagles. Jonesy's looking at me like, yeah, the Eagles too.
And you wouldn't have said that, because at the time, the Patriots were on like a 10-year drought for Super Bowls.
That is true. Now, they were still one of the best teams in the league.
They were one of the better teams, but they're just going to... Brady, of course, by 5 years ago, you'd think like, yeah, Brady would be done in 3 years, right? Yeah, of course he will.
That's true. How many would you have given them if they had asked you 5 years ago?
Probably two.
You would have given them two? Yeah, I was going to say, you got to give them at least one, just because they're always in the mix. Like, you think they'd win one by accident at one point.
So 5 years ago, when was the first one? I mean, for this bout of Super Bowls, when was the first
2014.
One? 2014.
Yeah, okay. So it would be, they've won it.
So if you'd asked me before the 2014 season if they would win, I would have said one game. Yeah. I would have thought that, like, Patriot had, like, I would have thought that Brady had one last gasp in him, and then he'd probably retire or something.
Yeah. And just to show you how things can change, how it's a game of inches, however you want to phrase this, they're like three plays away from having zero.
Right.
Right? Okay, so if...
Including the AFC Championship game last year.
That's what I'm saying.
There was an offsides there where they wouldn't have even gone to the game.
The plays that you can identify... The Malcolm Butler interception. Yeah. If Seattle runs the football, they probably don't win one there. And then the drought extends even more years.
Belichick would have been blamed for bad clock management at the end of that one.
And then who knows, man? At that point, it's 11 years, and who knows what direction everything goes, but they win one. 2016 was the one right down the street here against Atlanta. There's about 10 plays you can identify in that game.
If Atlanta had just used the play clock.
Yes.
Yeah. If they had just run the ball a little bit.
And then they don't even make a Super Bowl last year, to your point, Seth. If D Ford doesn't line up offsides. So it just goes to show you how, it's a dynasty and they've won all these Super Bowls, but man, they are just a few plays away from being the team that, they won a bunch at the beginning, but they went on for another 15 years to be the Atlanta Braves.
The only downside of that, though, too, is that they've also been to the championship game so many times and so continually that, they have had those moments where they've lost in the Super Bowl. They've had the moments where they've lost in the championship game. So it's like the luck is when you're that good for that long, everything evens out.
It evens out.
And like Belichick himself will say, you just got to get to the Final Four, and then it's a little bit of luck after that.
So this Monday morning quarterback piece asks 10 of the writers to name the next five Super Bowl winners. So there are 50 teams named in this whole thing, 50 votes basically, 10 writers times 5 years. Of the 50 teams to be named in here by the 10 writers, I don't think it's a big surprise. The Patriots are named 10 times, and the Kansas City Chiefs have the most votes in here, largely on the strength of Patrick Mahomes being the quarterback going forward. 14 for the Chiefs, 10 for the Patriots. So literally half of the votes in this thing are going to the Patriots or the Chiefs. I don't think there's one writer that didn't have either the Patriots or the Chiefs or both. and several of them multiple times for one or the other, winning Super Bowls in the next 5 years. Are you buying the Chiefs being a Patriots-type dynasty in the next 5 years?
I think there's a chance because they're not in awful cap shape, and their best players are paid except for Pat Mahomes. So it's just a matter of paying Pat Mahomes, then retaining some of that offensive line. And look, they did it last year with not a great defense at all. You could say theoretically their defense should get better over the next few years. And as long as Pat Mahomes is throwing to a combination of Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and whomever else, I think they're going to be pretty damn scary.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and it's that. I don't know, you know, Pat Mahomes, I'm not going to predict where he'll be 10 years from now. But for the next 5 years, it's hard to envision them not being really competitive every single year.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is if you look at the next 5 years, and I think the Chiefs are going to be really good, obviously. The Patriots, as long as Brady's there, are going to be in the mix for this stuff. If you had looked at 2014 and asked the question, Seth, the one thing you wouldn't have been able to account for in 2014 is just how quickly some of the young quarterbacks that came into the league would advance. In other words, people are going to be making these predictions here. You know, these writers are making these predictions largely on what these teams look like right now and who the quarterbacks are right now. So there's a lot of Chiefs. There's a lot of Patriots. There's a lot of Colts with Andrew Luck and Chris Ballard as the general manager. The Eagles are named in there a bunch of different times by some writers in there because of Carson Wentz. If you had done this exercise in 2014, who could account for Carson Wentz and Jared Goff coming into the league, Patrick Mahomes coming into the league, and doing the things that they did? Not, they didn't win Super Bowls,
right?
But they, well, I guess Wentz technically did. He was on one of the Super Bowl winners.
But I think by that point, though, I think that people would have accepted and acknowledged it. Wow, young quarterbacks can do some pretty spectacular things. Because at that point, you're already looking, okay, Andrew Luck hadn't accomplished anything. But man, that's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl. I don't know. I wonder if, like, you wouldn't have been able to name who they were going to be.
But here, right, that's kind of my point. My point is this. You never would have picked the Rams to sniff a Super Bowl in 2014.
There's some team out there that's going to get Trevor Lawrence next year. And, like, who the hell is it? I don't know. And could they be winning a Super Bowl 3 years from now?
Right. If I'm going to name all five of the next five Super Bowl winners, I truly think that there's, I mean, obviously, I may be wrong on all of them, but we're going to be way off on some team that we're completely dismissing right now. Yes, because of Trevor Lawrence or Tua Tagovailoa or Jake Fromm or whoever, you know, whatever quarterback it is.
That's right. Yeah, when you try to predict the future with too much accuracy with all those unknowns, it's like when everybody thought that, you know, personal computing was dead 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And all.
Here we sit.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like people were worried where the economy was going to go in the early 2000s. Then the internet happened.
Right.
And like all, you just can't predict. You can't predict the unpredictable. So it's impossible to say. So you have to look at the teams that have the infrastructure for it. Right now, it's hard to envision any of those young quarterbacks coming in and being better than Pat Mahomes. Like, and I know that it's getting easier and easier to pass the ball. It's just that what they have right now, they're that combination of Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes, Kelce, and Tyreek Hill. I guess that's the biggest question mark is Tyreek Hill going to actually, will Tyreek Hill be in the NFL 5 years from now?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. I think the other thing, you brought up infrastructure.
Yeah.
I think it's an important thing to note. Is that the teams that are going to be in need of some of these quarterbacks we're talking about are teams that are potentially, I think over the next few years, very bad football teams
right. With
bad infrastructures. Cincinnati, you know, Tampa Bay, if things don't work out with Jameis. Miami is a horrible organization right now. Mahomes, the Chiefs traded up to get Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these quarterbacks, the Eagles traded up to get Carson Wentz. So there were already pieces in some of these organizations. A lot of these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks we're talking about, teams moved up to go get them. You know, so there's already some things going on there that those teams weren't already picking in the top five. They had to go move up to go get them.
Which is the scary thing with somebody like Baker Mayfield. Like, okay, Baker Mayfield, I think he's going to be an awesome quarterback or could be an awesome quarterback. He's so accurate, and you just can't teach accuracy. He's got something that very, very few quarterbacks have, but what's the structure of the Cleveland Browns? As great as they look on paper right now, man, there's ways to mess this up. Look at what what have the San Diego Chargers been the entire time Phillip Rivers has been there? If not just, wow, a huge disappointment. Because they've got Phillip Rivers and they've wasted what could have been a guy like Phillip Rivers. if he had been in New England with Bill Belichick, I'm not going to say he would have been as great as Tom Brady, but man, it would have been a whole different story.
Of course.
Phillip Rivers in a lot of different places. If he'd gone to New Orleans instead of Drew Brees, who knows what might have happened.
Absolutely.
So I don't know what the hell's going to happen, because some of these people pick the Cleveland Browns based on, I'm guessing, just the love for Baker Mayfield and the rest of that talent on the roster. Until I actually see them put it into action, I can't believe it'll happen.
As much love as there's been for the Browns this preseason, I'm shocked only two people took them to win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
You know what? I looked at the odds for Super Bowl championship this year by division, and the AFC North is shockingly like on the back half. Hmm. I thought between having the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Browns, that just the overall chance of one of those teams breaking through would be high enough to put them up higher, but they're actually pretty low on the
odds. I think what's tough is none of those teams are the Patriots or the Chiefs.
So when you look at what's the chance of actually making it to the AFC.
Here's the disturbing thing if you're a Texans fan about this poll on Monday Morning Quarterback, and Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you here, and Monday Morning Quarterback did a poll where they polled a bunch of their writers to pick the next five Super Bowl champions. 10 of their writers, to be exact. There were 14 selections of the Kansas City Chiefs. There were four with Patrick Mahomes. There were four selections of the Eagles with Carson Wentz. Three of the Rams with Jared Goff. Even two each for Mayfield and Trubisky with the Browns and the Bears. Even a selection of Sam Darnold and the New York Jets. That's the litany of young quarterbacks to come into the league in 2016. All but one, only one of the young, good quarterbacks to come into the league since 2016 got no votes, Deshaun Watson.
Wow. It surprises me because it seems like any time at the end of the season over the last several years before last year, when there'd be these rumors about Bill O'Brien getting traded or fired, everybody around the league like, oh, wow. Bill O'Brien's a bright, such a genius coach. The love from around the league was always a little bit shocking. And the insistence that, if Bill O'Brien were available for trade, he'd get something handsome because everybody wants Bill O'Brien. So it kind of shocks me that, and I feel like some of those writers are at Sports Illustrated.
I do too.
So like what is it about Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson and like the cap space they have right now, which is great? Oh yeah, that's right. They don't have a general manager. So these writers are looking at this and saying, well, they don't have a general manager. I don't know where the hell they're going future-wise over the next... Do we trust Bill O'Brien, the coach? Sure. Bill O'Brien, the general manager, we don't know yet.
Even Sam Darnold and the Jets got one vote in this thing.
Well, they
Texans, they blew Tarski'd. 0.0. Yeah. O'Brien's got two pencils up his nose in Dean Wormer's office right now.
Bill O'Brien, the general... Because for now, I think I came to that revelation today. Even if the Texans hire a general manager... Bill O'Brien's a general manager.
Yes.
From he cycled two general managers out the door since he's been here. He's on his third one now, and it's himself. So, you don't go from that back to all of a sudden I'm just the head coach. He's the general manager henceforth.
Which means he'll have final say over the 53-man roster.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.